Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our next guest to start Hour 2, Dave Lorenz, Manager of Public Media and Industry Relations for Travel Michigan. Hello, Dave. How are you?
I am doing fine on this beautiful, pure Michigan fall day. Isn't it a great one? It really is.
Can you bottle this one?
I wish we could. But we're going to be lucky. We're going to have great weather at least through the week, and then we'll just cross our fingers for the future. But good news is that trees are changing color just like they should. They're staying on the trees. It's just beautiful.
Okay, what's your favorite month, and you can't pick 12 of them?
You know, it's really hard for me to say because I am not a big summer fan, unlike most. I would probably, as strange as this sounds, I'd probably either have to say February or October because I love winter, and October, you know, that fall season is a close second. So
February,
I'm one of those strange people that likes to go out in the snow.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you can have February all to yourself.
There you go. You can have July.
Yeah. Well, I like September and October. Those are
there you go. So. Yeah. Understand. Oh, that's good. I understand that.
All right. What about the Pure Michigan campaign and the success that that has had? I know that's been discussed a lot, but from all indications, people I spoke to around the country, that's been very successful. And I understand it's also been efficient in terms of generating a return on investment for the state of Michigan.
Yeah, it really has. You know, I came from the private sector, used to work for the Meyer Corporation, and before that was in private business for 15 years prior to that. And I can tell you as a guy who's been in, you know, the real-life business world, not just in government work, that this is a campaign that those of us who live in the state should be proud of, not simply because if you've seen the ads, if you've heard the ads with Tim Allen, they make you feel good. They really do. If you're a Michigan resident, it reminds you how proud you should be to live in this beautiful state. But more so because they work. They work as an investment for the people of Michigan. Longwoods International, the best known research firm that does this type of advertising, travel related return on investment data. They show in the most recent data that on the national campaign that was conducted this past year, for every dollar we spent, we got back $2.23 directly to the Treasury. That's a great investment. If I was still in the private sector world and I could get more than $2 back for every dollar I spent, I'd be spending a lot.
Well, you can get venture capital with a 2-to-1 ratio, can't you?
Yeah, you sure can. I mean, that is a tremendous return. Very difficult to measure. Longwoods International is a firm that specializes in this type of data. I know there's been some comment out there, I think, from the Mackinac Center claiming that it's not real data. And I got to tell you, that's just ridiculous. We're not going to be providing data that we can't be confident in its accuracy. We want to make sure that when we're measuring our results, that we are as accurate as possible. And we're not doing it ourselves. There was a day when we tried to do our own research. It's just, when you do that, you really are asking for people to ask questions. In this case, it's real data. It really does prove that the campaign works, and I'm proud to be associated with it.
All right. There are so many expenditures in government that it's hard to really analyze cause and effect, at least on the short term. Maybe they have some long-range benefits.
Yeah,
but here
yeah.
You've got something, you said $2.21?
Yep, $2.23 on the national.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you have the legislature saying, I'm sorry, no room for this. I guess I don't understand what they're going to do with that money that's going to bring a greater return.
Yeah, well, you know, we are in a situation where we have a gubernatorial election coming up, legislators up, you know, it's always difficult for the legislature to make decisions, especially at these really, you know, challenging times.
But haven't both of the gubernatorial candidates endorsed this?
Yeah.
I thought I just saw that both of them now have come out in favor of this.
Yep, they have. The two gubernatorial candidates have. But I think that the legislature I would tell you that most of the legislators I've talked to are very supportive of the campaign. They think it does work. They believe the data. They understand it, but they're afraid to vote for it. Afraid to vote for funding for it simply because they don't want to be thought of as being pro-tax. So they're just concerned about that.
We're not talking about pro-tax, David. We're talking about pro-profit.
We're talking
about more than doubling your investment.
Yeah, I can't tell you that their logic makes sense to me either because it doesn't. Again, I came from the private sector and I'm used to looking for things that make sense. It's easy for me to make that decision, but I'm not a legislator having to make the decision. So I really do think once we get through the election, I think that legislators are going to feel a little more comfortable about making a decision that I think is practical, reasonable, sensible, and wise. And I think that there'll be a return to the question of how to fund the campaign. It simply does make sense.
All right. Without full funding for Pure Michigan, how much does it curtail the efforts and everything that you have been successful in building? And I reiterate that in my travels around the country, I've been asked more questions about Michigan in the last few years than I had in the previous 25.
Yeah, I agree. I don't travel a lot out of the state, but when I have, I get the same thing. Occasionally, I'll wear a Pure Michigan shirt for a business function or something, and we get the same response. We get the response from our competitors out there, the other state tourism offices, who are saying to us, come on, you're killing us with those Pure Michigan ads. They're so great. They're working so well. When you hear compliments from your competition, you know you're doing something right, and they really have worked. I'm sorry to say that the immediate negative result of not being fully funded for this fiscal year, which started just a few days ago, the immediate effect is that we had to cancel our fall marketing campaign. We've already done that. We have just now canceled our winter marketing campaign. These are the
smaller
campaigns.
So what's the economic impact of that? Can you assess that?
Well, there are ways to measure it. It's harder, though, to measure the direct economic impact of the seasons, of an individual season like fall or winter. We can do it, but we can't be as accurate, so I haven't seen those numbers, nor would I feel as confident in responding to them simply because the data is not as easy to get to compared to a full a warm weather season. But that said, it will very surely make a damaging impact on the industry. People, I think, tend to forget that the tourism industry is one of our most important industries in the state. We'll never give up on doing all we can to support the manufacturing industry at the Michigan Economic Development Corporation, our parent organization. But in agriculture, of course, we'll always be strong in Michigan, and we'll do all we can to help that, too. But we also need to support this travel industry. It may not be as tangible to find out how much it's damaging this current season. I can just tell you from talking to the industry, they're really scared that these improvements that they've seen all warm weather season, and actually that started this last winter with improving numbers, they're very concerned that the business is going to slow down and they won't be able to retain or hire as many people.
There's only one solution, Dave.
Yeah.
You're going to have to convince everyone what a marvelous month February is in Michigan.
Well, it really is, and I will do my best. If it's a one-man cause, that's what it is. But luckily, we still have a tremendous staff headed up by, I believe, the best state tourism director in the country, George Zimmerman. He's the man who's had the vision for the Pure Michigan campaign and has really put it all together. Without that leadership, I don't think we'd be anywhere close to where we are today. But I'm really crossing my fingers that somewhere in the near future, perhaps just after the elections, or maybe actually in the lame duck session, I think it's likely that the legislature will come back and reconvene and think about this again. Because, like I say, I've not talked to a legislator, maybe one or two, who really doesn't understand the importance of tourism and of promoting the Pure Michigan campaign. So I think we're going to be better off soon. That said, we're dealing with the reality that we have now, and that is that we don't have the funding we need. So we'll see how it goes.
Dave Lorenz, Manager of Public Media and Industry Relations for Travel Michigan. Dave, good luck getting your funding back.
Hey, thank you. And don't forget to go to Michigan.org and order your Pure Michigan brand product. It just went online today. Very cool thing. And we're making a little bit of the profit from that as well, using all U.S.-made and Michigan-made products.
All right, Scott, I can hear those potato chips crunching right now in that
commercial. That's right. It's good stuff.